HMS Virtue. Early history. Built by Vickers Armstrong at Barrow-in-Furness, she was ordered on December 5, 1941, and her keel was laid down as yard number 866 on February 17, 1943. She was launched on November 29, 1943. On completion, she departed her builder's yard for Holy Loch, on the west coast of Scotland, to begin a period of trials and training. She was commissioned as HMS Virtue February 29, 1944, at Holy Loch, Lieutenant R.D. Cairns, D.S.C., R.N. in command. Operations in the Aegean Sea. Having completed her workup, HMS Virtue was allocated to the 10th Submarine Flotilla based at Malta during the closing stages of the Allied campaign in the Mediterranean. She completed 4 war patrols in the Aegean Sea. She made her first combat sortie towards the end of July 1944, operating in the Eastern Mediterranean. Her first 3 encounters with the enemy were torpedo attacks, however on all 3 occasions the target was missed. On July 26 she fired 4 torpedoes at the German sailing vessel Doxa, 504 gross tons, off Souda Bay, Crete. 3 days later she attacked a German sailing vessel with torpedoes and gunfire, 13 nautical miles south-southwest of Milos, but failed to sink the vessel. On the 30th she fired a torpedo against the German merchantman Dresden, 120 gross tons, east of Anons Island, with no result. The next 3 engagements were all surface actions employing her gun. These resulted in 6 enemy vessels sunk. On August 16 she sank 3 sailing vessels with gunfire and ramming, 9 miles south of Milos. On the 19th another sailing vessel was sunk south of Milos, and on the 21st she sank 2 sailing vessels off Cape Spatha, Crete. Virtue's run of bad luck with torpedo attacks continued into September. On the 12th 3 torpedoes were fired at an auxiliary patrol vessel northwest of Sotoura Island, Greece. All torpedoes missed their target. The next day the performance was repeated when another 3 torpedoes missed the German auxiliary Nettleia Piraeus, 670 gross tons, in the Skiathos Channel, Greece. On her final patrol in the Aegean Sea no torpedo engagements were made, but 4 vessels were sunk by gunfire. On October 9 she attacked and sank the Greek sailing vessel Agios Mathios, 35 gross tons, west of Cape Stavros, Crete, in position 35 degrees 25 minutes north, 24 degrees 57 minutes east. The following day, while operating off Crete, she sank the Greek sailing vessels Sophia, 150 gross tons, in position 35 degrees 31 minutes north, 25 degrees 12 minutes east, and the Aegeana, 50 gross tons, in position 35 degrees 32 minutes north, 25 degrees 03 minutes east. Her final action in the Aegean won the 11th when she sank a water carrier and 2 smaller vessels with gunfire off Cape Dea, Crete. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. In November 1944 Virtue was allocated for service with the East Indies Fleet at Bombay. No information is available about her passage to Bombay or if she received any dockyard maintenance there. It seems unlikely she conducted any operation with the East Indies Fleet as she departed Bombay for Colombo on February 17, 1945 en route to join a flotilla at Fremantle, Western Australia. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. On arrival at Fremantle on March 16 she was allocated to CTF 71 for operations in the Pacific in conjunction with U.S. Navy submarines operating out of Subic Bay, the Philippines. She reached Melbourne on March 27 and continued on to Sydney to store ship before taking passage to the Admiralty Islands. Virtua reached the U.S. Navy operating base at Manus on June 3, 1945. She remained in the harbor until departing on June 30, to return to Sydney, On August 3, Lieutenant I.G. Rakes, D.S.C., RN relieved Lieutenant R.D. Kenz as commanding officer. She is next recorded as visiting Newcastle, New South Wales on August 29 for an 8-day visit, during which time the boat was open to the public and a party of 3 officers and 17 ratings marched from King's Wharf to the City Hall to attend a civic reception. She departed Newcastle on September 4. Her whereabouts between September 1945 and March 1946 are not known. At some point she visited Townsville, Queensland and was moored alongside at HMAS Magnetic. She next appears in Fremantle as part of the 4th Submarine Flotilla, Voracious, Vox, Virtue, Taper, Taurus, Totem and Terrapin, attached to the submarine depot ship Adamant alongside at No. 4 berth, North Wharf, Fremantle. This was to be a short assignment, however, as she was scrapped at Cochin, India on the 19th of May 1946. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.